Hello?
Hi, my name is Akala from customer support. Give you a call back.
I'm sorry?
My name is Zakylin from customer support. Give you a call back.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. How can I
They
help
keep
you?
calling me. They keep sending me these texts and telling me that I won things. I first won an iPro. One moment. I was supposed to want an iPro. I was supposed to want a phone, and I was supposed to want a watch, a phone watch. And now they said they've seen that my account had been double charged, and they wanted to make it up to me on this for me to call. They were busy, so they had somebody said they had somebody calling back. But my problem, my whole deal here is every time I turn around, they are it's one more thing.
All right, ma'am. Well, can I get your zip code to access your account with us?
My what?
Can I get your zip code to access your account with us?
My code to access what?
No, your zip code.
Oh, zip code 45245.
Your first and last name?
Rebecca Neal, Neal.
Okay, I'm not seeing your name. You said the zip code was 45245.
Yes, ma'am. They may have been at my old address. I just bought a house and moved. My old address was 45102.
45102?
Yes.
You said the first name was Rebecca?
Yes.
Okay, I'm still not seeing the name. Could you spell the first and last name for me instead?
Rebecca. And my last name is Neal, Neal.
Okay, so I'm not seeing your name. And what kind of product did you order from us again?
Well, they had sent me a thing saying that I had won, but I had to pay the shipping. So I paid $16.95 for shipping for an iPad. Pro or something like that.
No, so we don't sell iPads.
No, this is, okay. Are you? This was supposed to be with Spectrum. I have paid them for a. It wasn't. It didn't actually come from Spectrum. I don't guess. I guess Spectrum to let them use their name, or I don't know what the heck it is. All I know is they sent me a text saying that I had won their Spectrum item, is what I'm saying. And they said they were from Spectrum. But every time that I send them the money, I never receive the product. And so this time, I called. And I was trying to fill, I was going into the app, you know, how has you go in it and everything, and nothing was coming up that was making any sense. So then I thought, well, hell, I'll just call them and see what's going on, because a phone number came up, and when I called, then they said that they were busy, so they would have somebody call me back. I wanted them to, so I elected to do that. And now you're telling me that I don't have nothing in my name. I mean, why would they send me a text? Why would I be contacting you? Where would I get the number if they didn't send it to me? You know what I mean?
Right. So did you ever receive the product at all?
Never received it. I never received any of this free.
Okay.
And it
so,
said right on here, here's the exact text. The exact text said, wait a minute, here, let me get the phone. The exact text said, let me see. This is it, isn't it? Oh, geez, where's my glasses? Okay. The exact text said, Rebecca. Oh, that's another one. Oh, geez, there's another one. Okay, let me go find it. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see, it was here, I thought, now. Okay, wait a minute. Let me find it. Hang on it. This is such a pain in the butt. It really is. It says, oh, wait a minute. Okay, it wasn't there. Okay, here it is. It says, Dear Rebecca, I figured out that you got double charged at your online store. Accept my apologies with an amazing gift. And the address it has for me to hit is 813071/M5QQZN. So I hit that, and it came up with saying that I was supposed to get, it just showed the watch. And so I hit it, and like I said, it took me to another screen, and yeah, it went right here. And then it try to get over there again. Let me see if I can.
Right. So I'm not sure. And the only product that it says that you were ordering. The only product says that you were ordering was from an iPad?
No, it said it's going to another one. go.bernada.com/T-something. I don't know. Anyway, it says, we appreciate your patience. And then it had me do a survey about Spectrum, and I did a survey, and then it had me go down, hit submit, and when I submitted it, it said I had a watch coming, and it also said that I was double charged on the for the Samsung phone. Now I don't know what type of phone it was, because I don't remember even looking at it. Because, I mean, I remember looking at it, but I don't remember what kind of phone it was. You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
So I hit it, and then it came up with this thing, a phone number to contact. So I called it, and I reached you. Well, I reached the number, and it said, it had a long wait list. Did I want them to call me back? And I was like, sure. So I hit number 3 to have them call me back. And that's where I stand now.
Yes, ma'am. So what I would suggest is, where did you get our number from again? Was it online or did you get it from your bank?
No, I got it online. It was online.
Okay.
Okay,
the only kind of products we sell is like what, like a fitness watch or earbuds. So did it say you ordered any of those?
No, it wasn't the earbuds. It was the watch that has, you know, the phone and all that.
Was it a fitness watch?
A what watch?
A fitness watch. It's like a watch,
yeah,
that helps like keep
watch.
Track
That's
of your steps.
A It was not one of the thin ones. It was a square-like face on it.
Okay, so similar to an Apple Watch.
Yeah, but it wasn't a long one. You know how some of them are long and thin, and some of them are square. This one was a square one. But I haven't even received the iPod or iPod Pro or the watch or phone. And I paid $16.99 for all three of them for delivery. I don't understand why they keep just charging me these prices. And I'm so stupid, I go for it. But my stupid-ass boyfriend says, well, maybe they're just going to send them all at once. And go ahead and do it. So I do it like an idiot, and I still don't get nothing. And now they're telling me that they had overcharged me, that they had double charged me on it. So more or less, I took it that more or less worked out. So I called, and like I said, I got what I got for it. Basically, they said they had to tell me that because I had a long reason.
All right. So what I would suggest, you may, I'm not going to say that we're the wrong company because we do sell fitness watches, but I'm not able to find an account or anything. So we're just a third-party company for, we're just a third-party call center company for a fitness watch company. It may not be the same company, but I would suggest to call your bank. There is a number on your bank statement that you can call, which is the direct number to the direct company that you can call to see if they have an account with you there and see if they can better assist you because I'm not able to find an account with your information.
So why are they sending me a text, though, if they are admitting that they have overcharged me and they're wanting to make it right, but yet...
I'm not sure why, ma'am. We actually, our company don't do that. We don't text our customers to let them know that they were overcharged. They would see either in their, we would email them, and they would have our company information below to let them know that we're a legit company, not a scam company. So some companies are just scam companies.
Yeah, I think they all are scam. Well, I'm just going to cut them all off, and nobody's going to get in any more of my account. I just got a new account card, a debit card, and I had them cancel my credit card, and I got a new one of them, and nobody has my number now, and I'm not putting any more of my numbers on the account, on my phone. That way, nobody can charge me for nothing, and I can't get me for nothing, because that's all they keep doing is keep taking money out, and I keep receiving nothing.
Yes, ma'am. So I would just suggest just to call your bank to see if they have a second number on your bank account.
If they have what?
A second number on your bank statement. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the thing about it, I got to tell them who, and I don't know who it is.
I'm not sure as well. You would have to let them know how much the charge was.
I call my bank. They're going to say, well, who's it from? I don't know. Well, how in the hell are they supposed to look it up? You know what I mean?
Right. They'll maybe ask for certain information, like maybe when it was charged, what day, how much.
I don't even know that.
I'm sorry.
I'm a paperless, and I don't get that information, and I don't know what to say. All right. I figured it was like it was, but it's still, I'm just talking about it. I do their surveys, I do all their shit with them, I don't expect them for. Since I was 18 years old when I moved out of my home, I've been with the same company, even though it's changed names. I've been with the same company. I don't even know what it was back in the day, but it's been the same company all along. And all I do is just keep getting screwed, and why it gave me that number to call for nothing.
Yes, ma'am. So we're not able to monitor the account. So one thing you would just have to do now is just call your bank to, and then track where those charges are coming from.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Bye.